Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, folks, this is comedian Mark Maron, and what the fuck? Why are you listening to Mr. Media Radio?
You're listening to Chat About It, politics, business, sports, and entertainment. When it's time to chat, go to chataboutit.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, brought to you today on iPhones, Android, Palm, and BlackBerry by the Stitcher app for mobile devices, and brought to you today by 1-800-DIAL-DJs.com. If you need live entertainment for your party, wedding, bar mitzvah, or corporate event in the New York, New Jersey, or Philadelphia metro area, check out 1-800-DIAL-DJs.com or dial 1-800-DIAL-DJs.com for a real good time. So where was I before the commercial? Oh yeah, Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world and former hometown of comedians Tommy Blaze and XM Radio's Ron Bennington and Fez, Tampa Bay, Florida. Jordan Brady has been on stage, told the jokes, suffered the hecklers, and luxuriated in the belly laughs. He also knows the pitfalls of stand-up comedy and comedians. So who better to chronicle their lives than one of their own? Now, I just finished watching I Am Comic, Brady's funny, fast-moving tribute to the men and women who make their living analyzing their lives, picking at their own zits on stage, humiliating you, me, and that fat, obnoxious idiot who made the mistake of sitting in the front row. Now, here's the trailer for I Am Comic to give you a taste of Brady's work. Oh, sorry, we're working this out. This is a new thing for us with all the video, so we're just kind of working this out. We want to show you this. And let me tell you that Brady is touring the country with his movie, showing it at Film and Comedy Fest, Building Buzz. Tonight, for example, he's at the Bridgetown Comedy Festival in Portland, appearing at the Baghdad Theater, where portions of I Am Comic were filmed. After the show, he'll be joined on stage for Q&A with featured comedians Brent Weinbach, Mark Marone, Liz Winstead, Greg Berendt, and Rich Scheidner. Sorry, Rich. You can get ticket information at www.bridgetowncomedyfestival.com.
Bob, you're doing great.
Thank you. Do we have?
I mean, I got to tell you that. Can I steal the pop the zit on the crowd analogy? Because that was beautiful. I'm not kidding.
Thank you. And folks, if you haven't figured it out, this is Jordan Brady. Jordan, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
We're going to go with the trailer right now, and we'll come right back to Jordan.
You've been a great crowd. Check out my website. Look at me on YouTube. Check out my MySpace. Come be my MySpace friend. Facebook. Don't forget Facebook. And I'm Twittering right after the show. Check out what happened during the show. You just saw the show. Now find out what you saw during the show. Twitter me. Twitter you. Twitter everybody.
Okay. Do you have a webpage?
Yeah, I do.
The internet. Creative outlet and marketing engine. I'm horrible at self-promotion, so I will maybe write, hey, come to the show, whatever it is.
I get guys that email me and tell me about their day, like, four times a week, like, just what they did that day. And you want to respond the first time, you'd be like, thanks for watching, so glad you came to the show. But if you write back again, like, I have a feeling, like, he'll be wearing my head as a hat.
I use the internet mainly for meeting people like-minded people, single people. People who are looking to have a good time, people who might you know, be interested in me coming over food.
I think the internet has been amazing for comedy. It's been a whole new way to express yourself, but you can't control people have video recorders on their phones.
We're a nation of finks, you know? So I think that adds to them trying to goat you to snap. You know, they're hoping that they'll be the first one to post you snapping.
Why would you want an HBO special when you can have your whole act in 30-second increments on YouTube? You know, and it's, the audience doesn't understand. They see nothing wrong with it. But you have you on YouTube, stuff that you're just working on, stuff that's old, that you're supporting the new stuff. It's a slow process to hone and change your act. It's not really off the top of our heads.
So,
bravo.
Yeah, there you go. We are on the slow bleeding edge of technology tonight, folks, and Jordan, adding video to the show for only the second time, and the first time that we are doing more than just having my smiling face, so we appreciate everybody bearing with us. Jordan, so...
We really are in the future. We really are the future of radio right now. This is the juggernaut of entertainment right now.
Absolutely, and it's it might not even be called radio. They might call it television.
We've just reinvented television, something from 60, 70 years ago. Amazing. Hey, thanks for playing that clip, and whoever, I know you just got the DVD today, so to take out the bad words, I don't know if you're doing that on the fly, but bravo. Nice job. There are a couple of bad words when you interview comedians to make a documentary. You get adult content and the bad words. So it was nice to hear it without the bad words. Thank you.
It wasn't easy. And there's a wonderful intern in New York City who did some very fast work to snip those words and make us CBS safe. So thank you to our intern. So Jordan, a comedian, a documentary filmmaker, and an online radio host walk into a bar. What happens?
They probably don't serve our kind. I don't know. I don't know. You stumped me on that one. I've been out of remission from active stand-up for the last decade and just do it once or twice a year. And I got to a place, and what comes across in the movie is that stand-up comedians are addicted to the palpable laugh that they hear from the audience, from a connection they get, and some the attention, right? Mm-hmm. And so I was able to take friends and business colleagues and whatnot to see comedians. And then my peers, like Dana Gould or Kathy Griffin, would see me after the show and go, "How do you sit through the show?" And that's when I realized, okay, I got to do a documentary on this type of psyche.
Well, now, was it difficult to get them to agree to be in this? I can think of any number of reasons why they would be, hesitant.
Well, a lot of them were my peers from the 80s comedy boom that spilled over into the 1990s. Mm-hmm. So they were old friends, and I've done a couple movies that I've put them in as, you know, bit parts and whatnot. So there was a trust there. And then with Rich Scheidner, who is sort of our, he's the wrestler of comedy. He's the Mickey Rourke of the movie. He was a huge comedian in the 80s. And the story is, in the documentary, through the course of it, he starts doing stand-up again. So rather than follow like a young, struggling comedian, I followed a retired old comedian that got back into the game.
Well,
so my point, to answer your question,
yeah.
Rich knew everybody. Rich knew Tim Allen. Rich knew Jeff Foxworthy. I worked with Jeff Foxworthy on the road. So between the two of us, we knew a lot of people, and I think they trusted us to make it funny. Mm. I mean, Jerry Seinfeld once said, when you dissect comedy, it often dies on the operating table. So there was a lot of fear. Well, hey, are you going to screw this up? Are you going to make this unfunny? And the response has been great. The comedians love the movie.
Now, Rich sort of narrates the film and then sort of stars in the film, and he also sort of bombs in it. Any regrets on either of your parts about that aspect of it?
He's not too happy about bombing in a movie that's now getting this festival buzz. You know, he had no idea. What happened was he was helping me get some of the interviews, and he would conduct the interviews, and I would, you know, film them, and after about three sessions of interviews, Rich was like itching to do it, and I signed him up for an open mic night. And right before, he said, I haven't done this in 13 years. And I said, well, here's the good news. If you go up there and kill tonight, it's going to be great for the documentary. And if you bomb, it's going to be really great for the documentary. So there's no real regret from my part. He's a little embarrassed sometimes, but I think by the end of the movie, the audience is on his side, and he gets some big laughs.
Mm. It's a tough moment where you guys are with a guy who has something called Comic Evaluator Pro, I think it is, and he's demonstrating how this software works in evaluating the laughs that comedians get on their jokes. And he explains that he's actually got it very scientific. If you get like around a 10, you're an open mic comic, and if you get a 30 or more, you should be a headliner. And I'm thinking that there was some jokes, I think it was Jeff Foxworthy material that was like a 30 or 33, and then he played Rich Seidner's material, and that was kind of hard to watch.
Not less than an hour ago, because Rich is with me up here in Portland, mm-hmm. to screen the film tonight, he just brought that up. He goes, you know, you put that on there for the world to see, me getting open mic level scores. So that's that regret that you brought up. But, you know, Rich takes it all in stride. What's crazy is that a guy has software to evaluate an art form. Like, could you take a number of brush strokes in a painting and somehow calculate the value of that art, of that painting? You know? The number of words in a book. I don't know, or how fast people turn the pages and give it a score. So, I mean, there is some merit to if you're bombing, you're bombing.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, someone like Bill Cosby can tell a story that'll last 2 or 3 minutes of setup, and then he'll get a big laugh at the end, and you're totally engrossed in it. I wouldn't give him a low score because he wasn't getting laughs for the full minute. That makes
right.
sense?
Yeah. Well, it's tough. Now, I was startled to see a bit in the film from the Tampa Improv, our hometown big comedy club. But my sense was that the woman comedian,
Nikki Glaser.
Nikki Glaser, not terribly impressed with being in Tampa.
Well, you have to understand, I've been to Tampa. I've worked with Tommy Blaze. Tampa's local comic done well. How is Tommy Blaze, by the way?
You know, I saw Tommy is like working on a comic strip online. I don't know what Tommy's doing these days. I profiled him more than 20 years ago and spent a lot of time with him. And I think he's hysterical, but I don't know what he's doing today.
He was quite handy with the ladies as well.
Yeah.
So your fair city of Tampa is gorgeous. It's got history. It's got just all kinds of flavor to it. And the nightlife at this, wherever the Tampa Improv is, it's in a center of all this, these bars and restaurants. And it was real fun. But the accommodations were, I think, at where the Improv puts the comedians, it's on the corner of like crack and murder. I don't know if you know that intersection. So Nikki was not so impressed with that part of Tampa.
Yeah, I got that sense. And didn't she reach under the bed and find something that one of the male comedians had left behind?
We don't know if it was a male comedian. But Bob, it's sort of a tradition in the apartment where they store the comedians. It's basically just a shelter in between shows. Mm-hmm. It's usually a cheap apartment on the wrong side of town, as it was in Tampa. And it's a tradition that you just leave your porn behind. So there's pornography under the mattress in all the bedrooms. It was neat for me because I was a comedian in the 80s and 90s, as I said. And now when I walked in, I was looking around. There was pornography on DVD. I think the movie was Booty and the Ho Fish was that's CBS friendly. It's just a play on words. But that was the name of the DVD that was at Nikki's condo. She had not watched it. You pray for a hotel when you're a comic.
So to the Mr. Media Radio interview with Jordan Brady, director of the documentary film I Am Comic. We'll be right back, and this is 15 seconds of Bill Schacht from I Am Comic. Stick around.
My stand-up career was a lot like my bar mitzvah. Very small house. Nobody understood what I was saying. There was nobody in the audience that could help me, and everybody made more money than I did.
My name is Vivian Moreno. I'm a mother, and this is how I live United. People in my community are struggling to make ends meet right now, and it concerns me. So I volunteer with United Way to help people get back their earned income tax credit. This is important to me because in the last 7 years, it has helped put food on my table and pay my bills. I want everyone to have that same benefit. This year alone, I was able to help over 175 families get back over $243,000 in federal and state income tax. You should hear people when they find out. They say, oh, I'm going to buy a house, or I'm going to take my kids on a special trip. And I still feel like I get back more than I give just by volunteering. My name is Vivian Moreno. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt. I live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting coast to coast, Phil Grandy tells people what Wall Street doesn't want you to know.
Tanya on the line from Nevada.
Hey, Jim from California, what's your opinion?
Bruce from Texas.
Phil, thanks for taking my call. I'm a fan of yours down here, and never miss your show, and if the house is on fire, I don't leave till the show is over.
San Francisco, Tampa, San Diego, Dallas, Houston, Miss Hill's Day. Catch host Phil Grandy weekdays 3 till 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Off the Wall Street Radio Network and on the web at chataboutit.com.
All right. This is Bob Andelman, and you're listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with Jordan Brady, director of the documentary film I Am Comic. And this,
thanks for having me.
Oh, we're delighted to have you here, Jordan. This next clip is a very adult joke featuring Sarah Silverman and Claudia Lanau, who's the creator of the TV show Accidentally on Purpose.
There's always that one joke that someone gave you that you go, you know, that where they go, like, I can't do this joke, you should do it. I will do it. Really? Are you sure?
I had written a joke, and I had tried it out a couple of times, and I didn't feel like I could make it work.
And it's totally the joke everyone ever quotes of mine. I was licking jelly off of my boyfriend's and I thought, oh, my God, I'm turning into my mother.
The reason I wrote that joke was I was staying over at my parents' house for Thanksgiving, and I was in my old room, and I walked into the kitchen, and my mother is standing over the sink with a jar of jelly in one hand and a knife in the other, licking the jelly off the knife, and she turns to me and she says, this tastes so good on a...
man, even with the bleeps, I think people get it. Jordan,
I think it's funny with the bleeps, Bob.
It is funny. Do you think it matters who originated that joke, or is it entirely possible that they both wrote the joke independently of one another?
Claudia wrote the joke and didn't feel comfortable doing it, and so she gave it to Sarah.
Oh, you know, I missed that.
She said, Sarah, do you want to do this? And Sarah says, are you kidding? I'll totally do that joke. And it, well, Sarah twisted it into her own way, but it's to show that there is, you know, there's more than one way to skin the...
Well, you know, I got to admit, I watched the film this afternoon kind of hurriedly. I got Sarah introduced that, you know, if somebody offers you a joke, of course I'm going to take it. And then with the back and forth, I was thinking, because there's a segment, too, where Carlos Mencia talks about stealing jokes, and he says, F yeah, I steal jokes. You tell a good joke. If I'm in the room, I'm going to steal the joke. And I got that confused. So, good. I'm glad you cleared that up.
So they were friends, and they were hanging out the improv, and Claudia just didn't feel comfortable making the joke work. So she said, Sarah, why don't you take it? It fits your persona. and Sarah glommed onto it. I think it's in her movie Jesus is Magic.
Hmm. Okay. Well, what message do you think your film sends to young comics and wannabes, or what message would you like it to send?
I would like it to say that you have to really want to do it in your heart. In L.A., especially where I live, there's a lot of actors, and their agents will say, you know, you should do stand-up so you could get seen. Why don't you start doing a stand-up act, because casting directors and producers will see you. And I hope the movie says, don't do it for that reason. I mean, if you want to, fine. But to really commit yourself to being a stand-up, you have to be a little twisted. I mean, it's kind of a lifestyle. It's like being an alcoholic. You have to have the laughs, and you're constantly working on your routine. And I believe that I hope that the film conveys that you write your own material, and you take pride in that.
Mm. Now, once you started showing the film, which is always a frightening prospect for most filmmakers, did you find that there were some edits that you made? Were there some things that you cut or put back in?
Oh my goodness! The film is 86 minutes long, and which is, you know, under an hour and a half. That's a decent comedy at the multiplex. Mm-hmm. The first cut was 2.5 hours because I had 200 hours of footage, interviewed 120 comedians, wow, and crammed in 8 comedians. And about 80, I'm sorry, 80 comedians.
80, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And you know, back to what point I'd like to make is, it doesn't matter if you're black or white or a woman or Hispanic or a man or gay or straight. We never categorize the types of comedy. A better message would be, funny is funny. If you're getting laughs, you're a comedian. You know, Janine Garofalo and Jeff Foxworthy have two polar opposite audiences, and I just wanted to show the commonalities between them, that they work on their craft, they think funny, they have a desire and a passion to do it, and that's what I'm hoping the movie says. So when I screened the film, oh my gosh, we had to cut things that I love. We had to cut. It was just getting too long and too boring. I had a song about selling merchandise after the show. And comedian Josh Blue, who won the Last Comic Standing show,
mm-hmm,
he was selling T-shirts and signing autographs and everything. It didn't really move the story along.
Mm.
So things like that got cut.
All right. Well, we are just about out of time. I wanted to ask you, when will most of the country get a chance to see the movie? Will it hit theaters, or will it go DVD? What do you know?
Here's what I know. The intern who bleeped out the bad words is in New York City.
Yeah.
He's going to come to the IFC. This is just today this happened. He's going to come to the IFC Center in Manhattan on May 10th. That's a Monday, May 10th, where we're going to be part of the Best of Slam Dance.
Oh.
Slam Dance is that film festival in Park City.
Right.
It's an old Indian word, Bob. It means I didn't get into Sundance. It's the alternative film festival. So mm-hmm. May 10th, we're going to be in New York City. We got a screening here and there, and I can tell you, but I can't tell you the details, but it'll be on a cable network that is not HBO.
Okay. All right.
Sometime very soon in the summer. I'm waiting for the date, but if you have, I can't tell you the show time contractually, but it's not HBO.
All right.
It'll be on this summer, and people can see it, and then the DVD in the fall is going to be off the hook. It's going to have all the interviews from people that didn't make it that you love.
All right. Well, folks, listen, you may be able to find out when I Am Comic will be showing somewhere near you or on a TV near you by checking out iamcomicmovie.com or by following Jordan Brady's film on Twitter and Facebook. And, Jordan, thank you so much for coming on Mr. Media today. We really appreciate it.
Mr. Media, thank you. I mean, and plug in the Facebook fan page. That's the way to keep track of I Am Comic. Because I'll be sending out when you can get the DVD. Thanks for having me, man.
All right. My pleasure. Take care. Good luck.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. And, folks, for more original interviews with comedians, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with Robert Schimmel, Ralphie May, Lisa Lampanelli, Jason Stewart, Michelle Ballin, Rabbi Bob Alper, Eugene Merman, and many more. And you can now hear Mr. Media while you're on the go with Stitcher Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile application. The latest episode of Mr. Media is always available for you. No syncing needed, no memory wasted. It's available for your iPhone, your Palm Pre, Android phones, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy, so go to Stitcher.com or check out the App Store for your individual mobile phone. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Andelman or facebook.com/Andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. We always appreciate when you give up a piece of your day and come spend it with Mr. Media. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Chat About It. Politics, business, sports, and entertainment. When it's time to chat, go to chataboutit.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.